thing also afterwards. Okay, we begin. 10 minutes. We are at the kever of the Ramchal on his yard site. We are here with the shir, with many of us. So anyone who's listening, we are recording the end, the siyum of this cycle on the yard site of the Ramchal. So I'm going to try and keep it to 10 minutes till we get to the end. And then we might do a little, we're definitely going to do a little bit more. We're going to start over as well from the beginning. And we are up to page 515 in the art scroll. V'amnam. Now we're in Kedusha right now. The Midah of Kedusha. Want to get a chair? You're good.
Holding stuff.
We're in Kedusha. You've been here for the whole time?
Yeah.
Every year?
By your left side, maybe.
Unbelievable. Okay, so let's go. So, do you mind?
Yeah, I can wear it.
Okay, so like this. Here we go. And for those who are being Messiahim, anyone who knows anything about the Mesil Zisharim, so I know who here is being Messiahim. Rabbi Varon, you are. Rav Zev. Achi, who else is being Messiahim? Finishing, Aviel. Shua is being Messiahim also, even though he's not raising his hand. I know you are. So, Mazel Tov, you're finishing now? Your neshama, okay. Mazel Tov to your neshama. Beautiful. And I look forward. One of the beautiful concept of the Mesil Zisharim is that you're never Messiahim, right? Because that's exactly what he says in the beginning, as we're going to see in a second, where you're always, it's Leman Yilmad Li Yiras Hashem. We're always learning how to be Yarei Shemayim. We're always learning how to be Oave Hashem, Oave his people, Oave the Torah. We're always learning. Yaakov, ata mevin, zepseder, zebagrit, zepseder. Okay, here we go. Amnam. So we're talking about Kedusha. The Midah of Kedusha, he's explaining. Zebiyoi sichloi v'daitoi kivuyim tamid b'gdulasa. You have it? B'gdulasa yizbarach v'ramusa v'gdushasai. So what that means is that a person's brain is thinking about Hashem. One of the things he says in Kedusha, remember this is the 26th perek, is that he says that you can reach the level of a malach, right? He's going to say even higher in a certain way. That why? Because we're b'nei adam. We're physical, right? We're physical, and we could reach a level when you think about Hashem and you contemplate Hashem. All we could do is try. If you're trying to connect to Hashem by yourself connecting to Hashem, it's not going to happen. It's not possible. We're physical. But what do? We try. If you try to connect to Hashem, that's all we can do. Obviously, you learned the Sefer, he's saying. You learned the Sefer. You take it one step at a time. And bezos yavo ela kodesh v'yatzliach. You hear this? He says that this is how you're going to do it. You think you're accomplishing it? You can't accomplish it. But what you could do is, as he says in the beginning of the parak, you do your thing. In the beginning, it's established. Sofo matana. It's a matana from Hashem. You keep on trying, you will get there. Shari imari sharnis chasers men ari ukfar kizar ubal mum. Meaning when people skip levels, then you become like a stranger and you become blemished. Because you're trying to reach a place that you're not there yet. That's probably the biggest problem that people have, is we try and skip levels. Shenemar boi v'zar lo yikrav. A stranger, don't try this if you're a stranger. He says, but if you went through the Sefer, and you went, little by little, right? You know, little by little, madrega achar madrega. You learn Mesil Zisharim once, you learn it another time, you learn it a third time, you learn a fourth time, a fifth time, sixth time, you learn it 20 times, 30 times. It's like that in everything in life. A little bit. That's what he says. People think, I remember my father-in-law told me, Rabbi Brazil told me, B'shem Rabbi Freifeld from the Ribnitz Rebbe. He says, how do you become a tzaddik? People think you become a tzaddik and you make a choice to be a tzaddik. He says, that's not how you become a tzaddik. The Ribnitz Rebbe, he says, how do you think, Rabbi Freifeld said, how do you think the Ribnitz Rebbe became the Ribnitz Rebbe? He didn't make a decision one time, I'm going to be a tzaddik. What happened is every little thing that he does, he tries to make the decision that's the right decision. And when you keep on making the right decision over and over and over and over, you keep on being medabek your seichel over and over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emuna, then you end up becoming who you become. Achiyara love. Hashem will come to you. You don't have to go to him. You try and you try and you try. Suddenly Hashem will appear to you. The Oz, he has, yeah, listen to the words he says, Kemalach Hashem Mamish. You literally become, as any of those, I met a Yid in over Pesach who was by the Satmar Rebbe, and he said, Mamish, I've heard this from many people who saw the Satmar Rebbe. He said, Mamish, literally looking at like him, was like looking at an angel, whatever that means. Seeing a person who's Mamish, Dovik to Hashem, he's connected to Hashem, and it's not like in one shot. Oh, now I got inspired by the Ramchal, now I'm going to be connected to Hashem. No, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes patience. See here? And even his physical things that he does, he drinks, he eats, he puts on his clothing, he goes to sleep, he then automatically, it doesn't happen, it's not a decision that you make when you're inspired. It's over time, you become a very holy person. Here we go, guys. How do I acquire this? The way to get here, how many minutes are we? Is through 6 minutes. We're 6 minutes, 50 seconds. How do you get this? You get this through thinking about Hashem, pulling away from Gashmias, realizing everything is from Hashem, thinking about all the praising Hashem. Why? What do? While I'm in this world, I say a bracha. While I'm in this world, I say this is hashkacha. It's supposed to be this way. I live in a world and I bring Hashem in this world. I bring Hashem down into my world. As the Kutzker Rebbe says, where is Hashem? Hashem is where you let him in. That's where he is. You want to let Hashem in there? He'll be there. As the Kohen is doing his avoda, he is thinking about Hashem. He's already connected to Hashem. Without this, you will not reach it. That's what he says. You need to focus on it. You need to work on not being so physical. You got to think about Hashem. You got to bring Hashem into your life. Otherwise, he says, you'll be like a regular person. Vine, here we go. This I mentioned on the bus. You got to spend time alone. You got to spend time. Hispodedus means Meloshon Levad. You got to be alone and spend time alone without your phone, without distractions, and think about life. Why? Because then you can connect. You can't connect when you have all of these distractions. You hear this? We got a new underline. I don't know why I didn't underline this. Where does a person get a lack of connection to Hashem? When you're busy hanging around people. You need people to satisfy you. You need people to be hanging around with. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have friends. It just means you're not chevra. Exactly. Ki achamrius moites minoi. Because, right, misery finds, right, what is it? Misery loves company, right? Negative people always, for some reason, can find negative people. You want to complain? You'll find other complainers. You want to be like everybody else? Don't follow the crowd because the crowd is lost. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have friends, but it just means you have to learn to be able to stand alone. And you're trapped. Lotetse Masara, you will never get out. You will never, ever get out. Ach, Pipardeme Mishal Levado. You hear what he says? But then you detach yourself and you're alone. Most people, I said this by your thing, Yishar Levado. Most people are too afraid to stand alone. They're too afraid, that's what he says. When you do this, you're alone. Now that I'm alone, now I can decide what I want to do and I can connect to Hashem. But until you do that, you're going to be distracted by other people. Hinei baderech sherotzei leilech bo yolichu. You want to get there, says the Ramchal, you will get there. You will get there. Ata tagia. Ata rotze liot shama, ata tagia. Ube'ezer aloiki. Hashem will help there. Will help you. Asher yutaloi tiskaber nashu v'nuzag zagot nuzavik v'shas 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 v'shas. You will accomplish it. Umisham yalo ma'ilak vo yosef yu aruach ha'kodesh. Then you'll get to Ruach HaKodesh. It's unbelievable. Ramchal says, if you follow my lead, I'll get you all the way there. Could you imagine who the Ramchal was? Sitting on his yard site, Mamash, could you imagine? A person, you know how old he was when he died? 38, 39, whatever it is. 38, 39 years old. Shekvar tagiyas kazul yas ma'al mechol kenajri yokol agiyas vudu ma'al kogak leila. Then you'll be able to be Mechayim Esim. What's the pshat that people go to the tzaddikim and the tzaddikim give a bracha and the person lives for another 10 years? And the person lives. Why? Because they have this. They did it. It's not a trick. It's not the Baba Sali. It wasn't in the Arak. It was in his Avoida every day. It was in his Avoida every day. Why? Because you're connected to Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim. You're connected to life. You could then give life. You hear this? It says, when you're Davik to Hashem, you can draw, when you're connected to Hashem, you could share that life with other people. You have the power to give life. You could give life to somebody else. You mamash give chias to another person. Literal life. You could breathe life into another person. Like he says, and now we end with a letter that the Ramchal writes to each and every one of us. Here goes, Va'ata, now, you, sorry, Va'ata you, Koyre Na'im, my sweet reader. Listen to what he says. Yadati, I know, Shekamoini Teda, he says there's more to say, but I stopped over here. There's no end to the work that we spoke about. Aval Amarti Ktas. Were we up to 12 minutes? Do we start a new one for this or keep on going?
Keep going.
He says, I just began. That's why we could do this however many times we do this. I've taught this, Baruch Hashem, I've been zocher to teach this at least 20, 30 times. I don't even know how many times. I've been zocher to do this, and every time it gets better and better and sweeter. You know why? Because there's more to learn. And I learn more about myself. I learn more about my life. I learn more about what the Ramchal says. Yal kol kiyotiv zenemar, yishma chacham v'yosef lekach, v'navoin tachbulis yikneh. How many svarim, how many people were mefarish the Mesil Sisharim, v'abal l'tayr, v'sayin oisai, ki Hashem yitin chachma. He says it again. If you want to get there, you will get there. Hashem will help you. V'piv dasu sluna. L'hayshir ish ish es darko l'fnei boro. In front of your creator. In front of Hashem created this world, and he created us, and we have a responsibility to ourselves and to Hashem, which is one and the same. Because Hashem gave us your neshama, that he gave to you to live your life, and to he gave it to you. He gave you your neshama. It doesn't belong to anyone else. I mean, Hashem gave it to you, so it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to your parents. It doesn't belong to your rebbeim. It doesn't belong to your friends. It belongs to you. He gave it to you to come down on this planet to do something with that and to learn how to fulfill the mission that God put us on. Does that push it? He called Adam Lefiomnus Hashem Yada Yasek Joisek. Hear this? He says, no matter what your job is going to be, according to your job, you will need a direction. You'll need a direction. The guy who's in business needs a different direction than the guy who's a medical doctor. The guy who's in yeshiva, who's a rebbe in yeshiva. The guy who's doing this, whatever you're going to do. The guy who's going to camp has a different thing than the guy who's working in upstate New York. The guy who's going to this thing needs something different. The guy who's in this shir, the guy who's 20 versus the guy who's 40 versus the guy, everybody needs something different. And this is what he says. A guy who's working all day has a different responsibility than a guy who's learning all day. A guy who is doing this, everyone has a different derech. According to who you are. First, you got to figure out, who are you? What madrega are you on? Are you on the madrega to be fasting Monday on Thursday? Are you on the madrega to be learning 5 minutes a day? Are you on the madrega to be learning 5 hours a day? Are you on the madrega to be learning 15 hours a day? Are you on the madrega to do what? Where are you holding? That's what he says. Not because things change by Hashem, but we're different. Hashem wants bechol drachecha de'ehu. So that guy, that's why you can never judge somebody. Because that guy, his relationship with Hashem might just be to say Abba, might just be to so Abba. And this guy, it might be to stop talking Lashon Hara. This guy might be, he's got to be nicer to his wife. This guy might be, he struggles with his desires. This guy might be, he's got massive anxiety. This guy might be, all of the above. He's got all of it. This guy might be, he's got to detach from this relationship. This guy's got to be closer to his parents. This guy's got to be further from his parents. I don't know. And listen to what he says, one of my favorite lines in the entire Sefer. He says, why are you doing what you're doing? What is it that you're doing? You're doing what you're doing for to bring a pleasant smell to Hashem, to bring nachas to Hashem. Right? You're bringing nachas to Hashem is by doing what? You have to ask yourself, how am I bringing nachas ruach? When you're nice to someone, when you smile at someone, when you're good to somebody, when you take care of somebody, when you learn Torah, when you say Tehillim, when you get up for Shacharis, when you're Shomer Yerinayim, when you learn Musar, when you learn whatever Chassidus, when you show up to Shir, when you do whatever you do, Ukfar Yachol, here it is, this is the line. I didn't say it, the Ramchal said it. Ukfar Yachol Liyos Chassid Gamar, right? Now we're not talking about a Chusid, we're talking about a Chassid. Just remember, we're not talking about being Chassidish. That has nothing to do with this. Like I said, itches. I see I'm saying it the last year also, itching. Not everybody's going to be a chusid and a chassid. Right? Yeah, itching. Okay. I remember Zoychid, for sure. And the Rebbe, he's a Rebbe already. Not a chusid. He's a Rebbe. He's a Rebbe Oichid. The Rebbe is different than a chusid. Why? The chassid, exactly. So look what he says. Ukfar Yachol Liyos Chassid Gamar. Listen to this. You work for a living, you're a plumber, and we love plumbers. You can have a guy who learns all day, and you can have a guy who works all day. And they're equal in their level of their relationship with Hashem. But he says, I didn't say it, he says it. Everyone gets nervous. Is that really what it means? I don't know. That's what he says. So all the triggers we'll deal with later. But these are the words that he says. He says, Yachol liyos chassid gamor, ish shem ibnei tzarko hu baal melacha p'chusa. He's got to go work, right? The Ramchal, I think, when he left, and he was a diamond cutter. So he worked. The Ramchal worked. He worked. I guarantee you his working, his diamond cutting, was he was a chassid gummer. He was doing the same avoida as the person who is learning Yoimim Valaila. Because why are you learning Yoimim Valaila? Lasais, what does it say? What is the song everyone sings? Ashrei misha amoloi b'toira. But they forget, what is the next words? Oysa nachas ruach liyotzro. Are you bringing nachas ruach to Hashem? Or are you bringing nachas ruach for your ego? The cost of kol pal Hashem lamneo v'aymer v'chol drecha de'eu. Hashem, the bottom line is, Hashem, I want in everything that I do, right? When you come home to your wife, you say Hashem, you don't tell this to your wife. When you come home to your wife, you say Hashem, this is also to bring nachas ruach to you, right? You don't tell your wife, I'm being nice to you to bring nachas ruach to Hashem. Maybe when you get to a high madrega, you could do that because that's what your wife wants. But when you're a regular guy, I'm not on the level yet to just, you know, to say to my wife, you know, I'm loving you because Hashem told me to love you. I'm trying to love my wife to love my wife. Obviously, I want to get to the Madrega, that it's all right. I think they say that story with Shlomo Zalman. One of the tzaddikim used to come in before, and he says, "Oh, I'm coming in for the Shechina to fix my tie before I come home at night to come in." So what somebody said over the story, he says he's coming to fix his tie so he looks good for his wife. You know, so anyway, but the point is, Hashem will take care of you. He will help you. You search out Hashem. That's it. Hashem, why are we sitting here? What are we doing here? Why did everybody come on this trip? We came on this trip because we're trying to connect to ourselves. We're trying to connect to Hashem. We're trying to be better people. We're trying to grow. We're trying to be able, Hashem will help us. That's all we got to do. We got to just do what we got to do. Hu yisbarach shmai, here it is. Berachmav, yepakach einenu b'toyrasai. He's going to open our eyes with his Torah, or through his Torah. Yairenu drachav, he's going to teach us his ways. Yailichenu barachosav, we're going to go in his ways. V'nizke latet kavod l'shmo, we're going to be able to give honor to his name. V'lasus nachas ruach lefanav. Could you imagine just living your life just for Hashem? Hashem, I'm here for you. You created me. You made me. I want everything that I do just to be Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. Let them be Mevaza me. Let people be Mevaza. That's what the tzaddikim, they didn't care. The Ramchal was chased. Ramchal was put in Cherem. Ramchal was excommunicated. They thought he was crazy. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do my thing. Leman Hashem for you. Yehi Chvod Hashem La'olam. Let the honor of Hashem be forever and ever. Yismach Hashem b'masav. Let Hashem be happy with us. Yismach Yisrael b'osav. Let us be happy with Hashem. B'nei Tzion, those, the sons of Zion, Yagilu b'malkam, we will rejoice with our Melech. We will rejoice. We will rejoice with Hashem. Hashem rejoices for us, from us, to us, for us. We need Hashem. Hashem needs us. What a beautiful relationship. Amen. 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 Omar HaMechaber says the Mesils Yesharim, HaChibur Hazeh Loi Chibartiv L'lame Livnei Ha'adam Es Asher Lo Yado. He says, we'll just do a few lines and then we'll do a, oh, we didn't bring any schnapps. Anybody have some schnapps? El Askir Mes Yadulem Kvar Mufurzim Zerpir Sum Gadol. Says the Halak of Mesils Yesharim, nothing that I'm going to say is new. Nothing that I'm going to say, I'm not here to teach anybody something that they don't know. I'm just reminding them of something that they already know. We already know the truth. Nobody's going to argue. The more something is obvious, the more we forget it. What a great line. The more something is obvious, the more we forget it. Who do we forget to say I love you to the most? The people who are closest to us. Who are the people we don't spend the most time with? The people who are closest. We all know we're going to die. Everybody here knows for a fact that we are going to die. Everybody knows that. We all know we're going to die eventually. Everybody knows we're going to die. And the older you get, the more closer you get to death. To death. So why do we not take advantage? Because that's what he's saying. Because even though you know it, you push it away from your brain. Al Kain, Eina Tolas Anilkad, Mizah Sefer Yotzim and Akir by Pamachas. Anyone who says I learned and I finished Mesils Yesharim didn't learn the Akdama. I'm finishing off with this. Aval Hatoelis Yotzim and Achazara Love Asmada. I can't believe we're finishing it here. Mamash, we just finished the Sefer. We're doing it again.
Finished.
Aval Hatoelis. We finished. Very good. It's going to help, correct, when you go over it again and you're consistent. Because it reminds us of things that we forget. That's why we talk, that's why we still call the afternoon shir Mesils Yesharim shir. You know why? Because it just reminds us about life. It reminds us we don't want to speak Lashon Hara. I want to be an Erlich Yid. I want to be connected to Hashem. Hashem loves me. I love Hashem. I struggle. Struggles are good. Struggles are okay. Patience. All the things we can say. Yasim alibay chayvasai asher hu mesalim mimeno. One of the scariest lines the Holy Ramchal says is that it puts in front of us our obligation and our responsibility that we want to run away from and we want to escape. That's why Olam is Melashon Helam, which means that this world wants to distract us from this moment in time that we're sitting here. Take time. That's all I could say. We're going to end off, unless you could pause. It's fine. I guess keep on going. We're here in the yard side of the Ramchal. I beg, we didn't bring notebooks for everyone.